Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day.
Today we'll be learning Hilchot Deot Perek Bet. In this perek, the Rambam continues his theory of the proper character. He specifically addresses what a person should do if he finds that he is not going the proper path, how we should correct that. He also discusses two character traits in which a person should adopt one extreme and stay as far as possible from the other extreme. And then he gets into some specific prescriptions about how to live and act in the proper way. It's not surprising, given the focus here on character and ethics, that much of what the Rambam says in this and some later prakim in Hilchot Deot comes from Pirkei Avot, the Masechet that deals with ethics and character development. Halacha Aleph, Cholei haguf toamin hamar matok v'amatok mar.
The Rambam begins with an analogy that just like there are people who suffer from physical diseases, for example, someone who tastes something bitter as if it's sweet and the sweet as if it's bitter. And there are people who are sick and desire to eat things that are completely not appropriate to eat, like dirt or coal, and don't want to eat things that they should be eating, like bread and meat. Kach bnei adam shenafshotehem cholot me'avim ve'ohavim hadeot haraot v'sonim haderech hatova u'mitatzlim alechet ba. And so too the Rambam says, someone who has a disease of the character, they desire the bad character traits and abhor the proper character traits and are lazy and don't want to go in the proper path. V'kveidalehen l'ma'od l'fi chol yam. And it can be very heavy on them to go on the proper path, depending on how sick they are. V'cheni she'ehu omer ba'anashim halalu, hoy ha'omrim la'ra tov la'tov ra, samim choshech la'or va'or la'choshech, samim mar la'matok u'matok la'mar.
Yeshayahu here speaks of people who refer to bad as good and to good as bad, who make darkness into light and light into darkness, the bitter sweet and the sweet bitter. But the Rambam understands this is referring to people who have bad character traits and don't try to correct themselves. V'lehem namar ha'ozvim orchot yosher lechet b'darchei choshech. Pasuk and Mishlei, speaking of people who leave the proper path to go in the paths of darkness. U'mai takanat cholei nefashot. What is the remedy for these people with the disease of the soul? It should be noted that the term chole nefesh in modern Hebrew means someone who is mentally ill with some kind of psychiatric problem. That is not what the Rambam means at all. He's referring strictly to a spiritual disease, meaning a problem of the character.
Yelchu etzel ha-chachamim shem rofei nefashot. So such a person should go to the chacham, the sage. He is, as it were, the doctor for the character. V'rapu chol yam badeot shemelamdin otam ad sheyachziru mederech hatova. They can cure this person by teaching him the proper character traits until they get him back to the proper path. V'makirim badeot haraot shelehem ve'inam holchim etzel ha-chachamim l'arpeotam aleihem amar shlomo u'musar evelim bazu. Someone who understands that he does not have proper character traits, but doesn't go to a chacham to get himself sorted out. The pasuk in Mishlei is referring to them when it says "Umusar evilim bazu," that the evilim, those who are fools, have scorned musar
or instruction. That is the instruction that would bring them back to the proper path of character.
Halacha bet, v'chitzad hi refuatam. And how exactly is such a person cured? Mishu bal chima omrim lo lehaniga tzmo shim huka v'kulal lo yagish klal. Someone who is very quick to anger, we tell him to go to the opposite extreme, that if he is hit and cursed, he should just not respond and try not to feel anything. And he should go on that path a long time, and that way the anger is uprooted from him. V'maya gival lev, someone who is very haughty and proud, yan higatzmo b'vizayon harbe, he should degrade himself. V'yeshev lamata min hakol, he should sit beneath everyone. V'ilbash b'lo yeis chavot ha'mavazin et lov she'en, he should wear torn clothing. V'chayotzei b'dvarim ha'elu, ad she'yaker gova ha'lev menu, v'yachzor l'derech ha'emtza'it. And only by acting in an especially downtrodden manner for a long time can his pride be uprooted and he can return to the middle path. And once he gets back to the middle path, he can stay in that path for the rest of his life. And he should do the same kind of thing in all the other traits. If he finds himself on one extreme, he should go to the other extreme. And he should act according to that other extreme for a long time until he comes back to the middle.
Halacha gimel. V'yesh de'ot sh'asur lo l'adam l'inhog behen b'beinonit, eli t'rachek ad ha'katzeh ha'acher.
Here the Rambam gives us two exceptions. There are two exceptions, two traits in which a person should not locate himself right in the middle between the two extremes, but rather go to one extreme in order to stay as far as possible away from the other one. It's not the proper path for a person to just be modest, which would be in the middle. Rather, you should go to the other extreme and be very, very humble. Moshe Rabbeinu is described as anav me'od, very modest, and not just anav. Anav, modest, to indicate that he went to this opposite extreme. That a person should be very, very humble. This is a Mishnah from Perek Dalet of Pirkei Avot. Vod amru, shagol magbia libo kafar biikar, shenamar veram levavecha veshachachta et Hashem Elokecha. Chazal also said that anyone who suffers from pride, it's as if he is denying God. After all, this pasuk in Parshat Ekev says that when you become proud and haughty, then you forget God. The Chazal also said that someone who suffers from pride should be excommunicated, put in cherem, even if he has just a little bit of this pride. The commentary Avodat HaMelech, Rav Menachem Krakowski, written about a little more than 100 years ago on Sefer Amada, points out that there's a difficulty with what we just learned now. It seems to contradict what we learned in Perek Aleph, where the Rambam says that a person who takes the middle path between pride and humility is called an anav, and that's the midav the chacham, whereas a person who wants to be a chassid deviates slightly from the middle in the direction of greater humility. But here in Perek Bet, the Rambam is saying that a person cannot take the middle path when it comes to humility. He rather has to go all the way to the extreme of being very, very humble, like Moshe Rabbeinu, Nav Ma'od. The Avodah HaMelech explains that in Perek Aleph, the Rambam is describing the mitzvah d'oraita, the biblical commandment of Vehalachta Bidrachav. For the mitzvah d'oraita, even when it comes to this trait of humility, a person should stay in the middle or slightly to the side of humble. Whereas this perek, the Rambam is adding a rabbinic level. Midrabanan, Chazal saw that pride was such a damaging trait that they required every individual to go as far as possible in the other direction. Others explain that even here, the Rambam doesn't really mean that a person should go all the way to the other extreme. This is still within the bounds of what's called a chassid in Perek Aleph. Going all the way to the other extreme would be for a person to wear torn clothes and to treat himself in a manner which is truly degrading, and that a person should not do. A person should be very, very humble, but still maintain some level of self-dignity. The chenakas. So this is the second such trait, and that is anger. De'ara ahi adlim od, anger is a very negative trait. Ve'ra'oi la'adam shi'itrachek mena ad ha'katzeh acher, he should go all the way to the other extreme. Ve'lamed atzmo shelo yichos, v'afilu al devar she'ra'oi lichos alav, he should train himself not to get angry, even about something that it's appropriate to get angry about. V'chein im ratza la'ati le'ma al banav uv'nei beito, o al tzibur, im ha'parnas, if he wants to instill fear in the hearts of his family, or in the hearts of the people, if he's some kind of communal leader, and so he feels that anger is the way to do that. He wants to get angry at them so that they'll act properly. He should just put on a show. He should pretend he's angry. Let them think he's angry in order to teach them. But really, he should be calm internally. Like an actor, pretend, acting like a person who's angry. The Chazal said that anyone who gets angry, it's as if he's worshipping idols. That line, in such an extreme form, doesn't appear in the Gemara, but the Gemara does talk about someone who breaks objects in anger, as that being akin to idol worship. Chazal said about someone who gets angry, if he's a sage, then his wisdom departs. There's a Rashi about that in Parshat Matot, about when Moshe gets angry at the people coming back from the war
against Midian,
and because of that he forgot a halacha. And if this person's a prophet and he gets angry, then he can't prophesy as long as he has that anger. Uvalei kas ein chayim chayim. Someone who gets angry constantly, his life is not a real life,
because he is never at peace. Something is always getting him upset.
And therefore, Chazal said, you should distance yourself from anger to the point where you don't respond even to something which should make you angry. V'zohi ha-derech ha-tova. That's the proper path. V'derech ha-tzadikim hein aluvin ve'inan olvin. The proper path of the tzadikim is that they, even when they are disgraced, they do not disgrace others. Shomin cherpatan ve'inam mishivin. They hear people speaking badly about them, but they do not respond. Osin me'ahava u'smechim bi'yisurim. They act with love, and they are happy in whatever they suffer. Alayim ha-ketuv omer vo'avav kitzei tashemesh b'gvurato.
About such people, the tzadikim whom God loves, the pasuk in Sefer Shoftim in Shira Tvara says
that even though now they are downtrodden, in the future they will be like the sun shining brightly.
Here too, just as with regard to gaiva, pride, in the beginning of this halacha, we have to take note of the seeming contradiction between the Rambam here and the Rambam Perek Aleph. Perek Aleph Lachadala, the Rambam said that it is appropriate to get angry at very serious matters that one should get angry about. However, here he just said that really a person should not get angry at all, even on very serious matters. So here again, we can take the approach of the Avodat HaMelech, who says that Perek Aleph is the Din Doraita, and Perek Bet, the Rambam, is describing an additional rabbinic decree. Another possibility, though, is that when it comes to anger, the Rambam seems to drop a few hints that the preference for a person not to get angry at all is not like the requirement that we just read before for a person to stay away from pride. There, the Rambam used the language that it was asur to have any pride at all. With regard to anger, the Rambam just said, ra'ui la'adam, shirachek min ha'adakatzecher, that it's appropriate for a person to stay away from it. Also, with regard to gaiva, he said that kol ha'magbia libo kafar bikar, that to be haughty is the equivalent of denying God. Whereas when it comes to anger, the language was, amru chachamim ha'rishonim kol ha'kois ki'ilu, Oveda Vodazara. That word ki'ilu, as if, seems to imply that it's not quite the equation that it is in the case of gaiva. And finally, in the case of anger, the Rambam describes the desire to stay away from anger as something of a practical matter. That balei kas ein chayehem chayim. Those who get angry, often their lives are unlivable because they're constantly getting upset. Whereas when it comes to pride, it sounds like something much more fundamental, which is that someone who is haughty, so that itself is a contradiction to his avodat Hashem, because he's too into himself and not really able to serve God. So it's possible that this preference describing here about kas, the person should stay away from it altogether, is not really on the level of halacha, but more some very good advice.
Halacha dala, l'olam yarbe adam bishtika. A person should as much as possible be quiet and only speak matters of wisdom or matters that he needs for his daily life. Amural Rav, Talmid Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Shlo Sach Sicha B'Tilah Kol Yamav. They said about Rav, who was one of these students of Yehuda Nasi, who compiled the Mishnah, that he never spoke an unnecessary conversation in his life. V'zoi Sichat Rov Kol Adam. That is to say, the kind of conversations that people usually have, Rav would stay away from those. Even when it comes to his physical needs, he should not speak more than necessary. Chazal said that anyone who speaks more than he needs to, that just invites sin. Again, a line from Pirkei Avot.
Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Zayin, where Rabban Shimon ben Gamaliel says that I do not find anything better for the body than for a person to stay silent as much as possible.
V'chem divrei Torah u'bivrei Chochma, yu divrei ha-chacham ma'atim v'inyinehem mirubim. And so too in matters of Torah and wisdom, the Chacham should speak a little, but try to say a lot in the little that he says. This is what Chazal meant when they said that a person should teach his students in a concise manner. Speak briefly, but try to encompass everything in a small amount of words. On the other hand, someone who speaks a lot about very little, that is foolishness. This pasuk in Kohelet that talks about how the fool speaks very much, goes on and on.
Halacha hei. Siag la chokhmah shtika.
This is a Mishnah from Perek Gimel of Pirkei Avot, speaking of the virtue of silence. Silence is the way to preserve wisdom. Lefichach lo yimaher lahashiv, v'lo yarbe ledaber, v'ilameh latalmidim b'shuva v'nachat, b'lo tzaka, b'lo arichut lashon. Therefore, a person should not rush to respond, he should not speak at great length, and he should teach his students in calm and composed manner, without screaming, and without speaking at great length. Pasuk in Kohelet that says that the words of sages are learnt, are understood, benachat, in a common, composed manner. Halacha vav, asur l'adam lanhig atzmo b'divrei chalakot ufitui. It's forbidden for a person to act in a manner which reflects flattery and deceit. V'lo tieh achat bapeh v'achat balev, ela tocho kevaro, v'anyan shebalev hu hadavar shebapeh. He should not say one thing and mean another, but rather his inside should be like his outside, and he should only say what is actually in his mind. V'asur lignov da'at habriot v'afilu da'at goy. This is the prohibition of gnevat da'at. It is forbidden to mislead someone, even a non-Jew. Ketzad, how so? Lo yimkor lagoy besar nevela bichlal shchuta, v'lo min al shel meita bimkom min al shel shchuta. Even for a goy who obviously doesn't need meat that was shechted properly, meat that was slaughtered is considered higher quality than meat of a nevela, an animal that died on its own without being slaughtered. So it's forbidden to sell a goy meat of a nevela when he is under the impression that this meat was slaughtered, and also not to sell him the shoe made of leather of an animal that just died if he thinks it was made from leather of a slaughtered animal. The leather of a slaughtered animal is also considered of higher quality. A person is not allowed to urge a friend, meaning a fellow Jew, to come eat with him when he knows that he won't be able to come. The idea here is that by inviting him over, when you know he can't come, so you're causing him to feel indebted to you for no good reason, because you know that he can't actually come. So that feeling of indebtedness that he feels towards you is, in some sense, a form of theft. Now, he feels that he owes you something when he really doesn't. V'yarbelo b'tikrovet v'yodeshenu makabel. Similarly, don't try to urge your friend to take a gift when you know that he won't accept it. V'yiftach lo chaviyot shutzarich liftach otan limochran, yilifatoto shuvishiluk kvodo patach. A wine barrel can stay good for a long time, as long as it's sealed. But once it's opened in the days before refrigeration, it had to be either consumed or sold within a short period of time. So when you open a wine barrel in honor of your friend visiting, that's a potential for a major financial loss if you don't get to sell it all in the near future. And he thinks that you're showing him a great honor by opening the barrel for him, even though it might lead to a major financial loss on your part. So if you open this barrel that you're planning to sell anyway, but you do it when your friend comes and he thinks that you did it in his honor, that again is gnevat da'at, because it generates this feeling of indebtedness, as if you showed him great honor, where you really didn't. You were planning to sell the barrel anyway. V'chein kol kayotze v'ze. Here, the Avodat HaMelech,
the same commentary we made reference to earlier,
points out that there are actually two types of gneva dat being explained here. The first kind is monetary, when you sell someone one thing and he thinks it's something of a higher quality and pays more for it. That is a form of gneva dat, which is really akin to gneva. You're actually stealing from him because he's paying more for a lower quality item. And that the Rambam says is usher even for a goy, about selling the nevela as if we're a shchuta, etc. But then after that, these last few examples about inviting someone over when you know he can't come, trying to give him a gift when you know he won't accept it,
opening the barrel that you were going to sell as if it were for him.
There the Rambam says chaveiro. The implication is that here, when we're not dealing with really monetary gneva, there's nothing you're actually stealing from. You're just creating this sense of indebtedness, and that's a lower level of theft. That's forbidden only when it comes to another Jew. Afilu mila achat shel pitui v'shel gneva da'at asura, ela sfat emet v'ruach nachon v'lev tahor mikol amal v'havot. Even one word of deceit, of gneva da'at, is forbidden. Rather, you should always speak the truth with pure intentions and no deceit. Here, the Mefarshim ask a question on the Rambam. The Gemara brings up a case where what might seem like Gneva Dat is in fact permitted. The story there is that Mar Zutra was going from one city to another, and walking in the other direction from the second city towards the first were Rav Safra and Rava. So when Mar Zutra met the two of them, he thought they were coming out to greet him. And he said, "Oh, you shouldn't have come out to greet me."
But in fact, they were just walking in the other direction to the other city. And Rav Safra told him, we didn't know you were coming. But had we known, we would have come out to greet you. We would have wanted to honor you. And afterwards, Rava told Rav Safra that he had no obligation to tell Marzutra that. That even though it could be seen as a case of Gneva Dat, that Marzutra might think that they really came out to greet him. But Marzutra had no basis on which to think that. That was an unwarranted assumption on his part, and we have no obligation to disabuse someone of an unwarranted assumption. And now the Rambam doesn't bring that halacha, which might seem to indicate that the Rambam doesn't accept that, and he thinks that that even that would be considered Gneva Dat. But the Lech Mishnah points out that the Rambam, in this last line, focuses on the Gneva Dat in what you say. Mila achat shel pitui v'shel Gneva Dat. And even in the beginning, the Rambam spoke about that it's forbidden to speak words of flattery and deceit. So if the Rambam really sees the Isra of Gneva Dat in terms of things a person says, then very clearly in the situation where a person doesn't say anything and the other individual makes this unwarranted assumption that that this person was showing him great honor, then the Rambam might agree that there's no need to disabuse him of that. Gneva Dat is only forbidden when it involves words of flattery or deceit, and in that situation, the person does not say any words of flattery or deceit. Halacha Zayin. Lo ye adam baal schok vahetel, velo atzev onen ela sameach. A person should not engage in excessive levity and frivolity. On the other hand, he should not be very sad and somber. Ela sameach, he should be happy. This is an example of the middle path that we spoke about before. Kach amru chachamim schok v'kalut rosh margilin le'erva. This is something that Chazal said, also a Mishnah in Perek Gimel of Pirkei Avot, that levity and lightheadedness lead a person to sexual transgression. V'tzivush lo yehe adam parutz b'schok, v'lo atzevu mitabel, ela mekabel et kol ha'adam b'sever panim yefot. Chazal said that a person should not be overly boisterous and excessively happy. On the other hand, not sad and in mourning. Rather, he should be pleasant and receive everyone with a pleasant disposition. A person shouldn't be, on the one hand, very greedy and desiring tremendous riches. On the other hand, he shouldn't be lazy and not doing any work at all and not making any money. A person should have a proper approach to wealth, that is, to work only what he needs, and to learn Torah when he can, and that little that he has, he should be happy with. V'lo ye lo bal k'tata, v'lo bal kina, v'lo bal tava, v'lo rodef achara kavod. He should not be someone who picks fights, he should not be jealous, he should not harbor strong physical desires, and he should not be chasing after honor. Kach amru chachamim, hakina v'atava v'akavod, motzin et ha'adam min ha'olam. This is a Mishnah at the end of Perek Dalet of Pirkei Avot, that jealousy and desire and lust for honor remove a person from this world. They can consume him. V'alo shel davar, yelech m'amidah ha'beinoni shebachol deya v'deya, ad shiyu kol deyotav mechuvanot be'emtzait, v'hu shesomo omer, v'chol derechecha yikonu. In summary, a person should follow the middle path in each kind of trait. And this is what Shlomo meant when he said in Pasuk and Mishlei that in all your paths, that is to say, in all walks of life, you should adjust your character to be along this middle path.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.